Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show that unwraps the science, business, and big ideas behind the box. I'm your host, Alec. Today, we're turning up the heat and talking about something we all interact with, packaging for heat and eat foods. And to help us navigate this hot topic, we're thrilled to have a returning champion on the show. He's a materials expert, a consultant, and the guy who knows what your container is really doing in the microwave. Welcome back, Gabe.
Alec, it's great to be back. Always a pleasure to get fired up about packaging with you.
I see what you did there. We had to have you back for this one, Gabe. There's so much confusion out there. When a customer takes a product home, the packaging becomes a cooking tool, and choosing the wrong one can ruin the entire experience.
That's the crucial point. It's not just about whether it will melt, it's about performance. Does the food heat evenly? Does it look appetizing when it comes out? That final moment is where the packaging choice really proves its worth.
Exactly. So let's dive in with the most common player in the ready meal game, polypropylene, or PP. We see it everywhere for deli sides, grab-and-go lunches. So first question, can you put it in a conventional oven?
The short answer is a hard no. Polypropylene is a thermoplastic. Think of it like a candle. It's solid, but it's designed to soften with heat.
A hard no. I like that.
Its melting point is around 320 to 338 degrees Fahrenheit. Most ovens operate well above that. So if your product is meant to be baked, PP is going to warp, melt, and make a huge mess. It is absolutely not the way to go.
Okay, so the oven is out, but its true home is the microwave, right? It's always labeled microwave safe.
Correct. That's where it shines. It gets the job done. But this is where it gets interesting, because safe doesn't mean perfect. It all comes down to something called thermal conductivity.
Thermal conductivity. Okay, break that down for us.
It's just a fancy way of saying how well a material transfers heat. And polypropylene is an insulator. It holds heat in. It doesn't spread it around. It's why plastic is used to coat electrical wires.
Right, that makes sense.
So, when you put that tray in the microwave, the microwaves are exciting the water molecules in the food directly. The plastic container is pretty much just along for the ride. It's not helping the heating process at all.
Fascinating. Okay, let's switch gears to the other heavyweight contender, aluminum. Now, the one thing we were all taught as kids is you never, ever put metal in the microwave. Is that still a hard and fast rule?
This is where I need to put on my most serious voice and issue a major disclaimer.
Okay, our legal team is listening. Go on.
Do not try this ever. That said, the science is surprising. The Fraunhofer Institute did a study where they tested heating food in aluminum foil trays. They did it over 200 times and concluded it was viable under very specific, controlled conditions. No sparks, no damage to the ovens.
Wow, okay, that is not what I expected to hear. But there's a huge but coming, I assume.
A massive but. The reason you were told not to do it is valid. The USDA warns that metal can cause arcing, that's sparking, especially if it's thin, crumpled, or has sharp edges. It can pose a fire risk or seriously damage your appliance. This was a lab study with precise instruments. Don't throw your takeout container in the microwave and hope for the best.
Message received loud and clear. So, leaving that bit of microwave myth-busting aside, let's talk about where aluminum is supposed to be used, the oven. How does its heating performance compare to PP?
It's night and day. If polypropylene is an insulator, aluminum is the opposite. It's a conductor with extremely high thermal conductivity. When an aluminum tray goes into an oven, it heats up fast and distributes that heat evenly across the entire surface. The food heats uniformly from the bottom and sides all at once. No cold centers, no guesswork.
And that's how you get that beautiful golden brown, crispy top on a casserole or a baked mac and cheese.
That's it. That browning, that texture development, it only happens with consistent, controlled heat. You get that with aluminum. You just don't get it with polypropylene in a microwave. For any food product where that final presentation matters, aluminum delivers repeatable, consistent results.
But there's a flip side to that, right? When I'm in the grocery store, I can't see the delicious food inside an aluminum tray.
An excellent point. Shoppers buy with their eyes, and in that contest, the clarity of polypropylene wins, hands down.
You can see the layers in the pasta salad, the fresh ingredients. Aluminum can't compete on visual merchandising in the store.
That's a great point about the visual appeal of polypropylene. Let's talk about sustainability.
And this is where the decision gets really complex. There's no single winner. Aluminum has a very strong recycling story. It's infinitely recyclable without losing quality, and the infrastructure is robust. In fact, about 75% of all aluminum ever produced is still in use today.
That's a powerful statistic. What about PP?
Polypropylene, which is resin code number 5, is also recyclable, but the recovery varies hugely by region. Some recycling facilities are equipped to handle it, and many are not. The infrastructure is improving, but it's not as consistent as aluminum's.
Though recycling is just one piece of the puzzle, what else should we consider?
Weight and transportation. This is a big one. Polypropylene is significantly lighter than aluminum. That means you can ship more units per truckload, which uses less fuel and reduces carbon emissions. Over high volumes, that really adds up.
Right. The logistics costs and environmental impact of shipping heavier material can't be ignored.
Then there's production. Creating primary virgin aluminum is very energy intensive. It gets a huge benefit from its efficient recycling stream, but that first step is costly. Polypropylene typically requires less energy up front. So, you see, it's a constant balancing act.
So, it's a classic case of it depends. There's no single right answer for every product.
Not at all. The best choice depends on your specific supply chain, the recycling access your customers have, and whether weight or recyclability is a higher priority for your brand.
This has been incredibly insightful, Gabe. So let's bring it all home for our listeners. Give us the cheat sheet. If I'm a food business professional, what's the cheat sheet?
Simple. Choose polypropylene when your product is designed for microwave-only reheating, when visual appeal in the store is key, and when reducing shipping weight and carbon emissions is a major goal. Think deli, produce, and grab-and-go.
Okay, and the alternative?
Choose aluminum when your product is meant for a conventional oven, when browning and even heat distribution are essential to the eating experience, and when you want to align with a very strong, widely accepted recycling system.
Perfect. The real takeaway here seems to be that packaging should never be an afterthought. It's a critical part of the consumer's experience.
Absolutely. The container you ship in is the vessel they cook in. Match the material to the method, and you're protecting the delicious food you worked so hard to create.
Gabe, thank you so much for breaking all of this down for us. It was a fantastic discussion.
My pleasure, Alec. Thanks for having me.
And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we continue to explore the world inside the box.